WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
The first release on Bob Dylan's new label, Egyptian Records, is the Songs of Jimmie Rodgers, a tribute. The man frequently called the father of country music is saluted here with cover versions by performers including Iris DeMent, Aaron Neville, Jerry Garcia, Bono, and Dylan himself. Before we hear Ken Tucker's review, here's Jimmie Rodgers Waiting for a Train, performed by Dickie Betts of the Allman Brothers Band.
In his liner notes to this collection, Bob Dylan calls Jimmie Rodgers, quote, a performer of force without precedent, with a sound as mystical as it was dynamic. To the people who loved his music in the 20s and 30s, however, lots of Rodgers' music just seems darn catchy. Take, for example, this easy-rolling tune, Peach Pickin' Time Down in Georgia, cut in 1932.
When it's peach picking time in Georgia, apple picking time in Tennessee, cotton picking time in Mississippi, everybody picks on me. When it's roundup time in Texas, the cowboys make whoopee. Then down in old Alabama, it's gal picking time to me.
Compare that performance with a new one on the Jimmie Rodgers tribute album by Willie Nelson.
When it's peach picking time in Georgia, apple picking time in Tennessee, cotton picking time in Mississippi, everybody picks on me. And when it's roundup time in Texas, the cowboys make whoopee. Then down in old Alabama, it's gal picking time for me.
Willie Nelson captures the jaunty insouciance of Rodgers' song very well, I think. Rodgers himself was a curious phenomenon. That father of country music label has always struck me as a bit disingenuous, since in his lifetime, Rodgers strove to distinguish himself from what was then commonly called hillbilly music, and he managed to sell his songs of lonesome train rides and long-lost love as pop music as often as it was considered country. Then, too, despite his enormous influence, he wasn't really all that popular. Rodgers was really a star only in the South. None of which is to take anything away from his immensely charming music, as can be heard on Iris DeMent's beautifully plangent version of Hobo Bill's Last Ride.
Riding eastbound freight train, stealing through the night. He was just a lonesome hobo who was fighting for his life. The sadness in his eyes revealed the torture of his soul as he raised a weak and weary hand to brush away the cold.
Early reviews of the songs of Jimmie Rodgers have heaped scorn on Bob Dylan's own contribution to the tribute, a shambling, lugubriously sentimental version of My Blue-Eyed Jane. I gotta say, though, I love it.
The sweetest girl in the world is my blue-eyed Jane. We fell in love like turtle doves while the moon was shining down. I asked her then, I asked her when the wedding bells would ring. She said, oh dear, it seems so queer that this could happen here.
down my little path, and I've never known a sweeter gal. Now blue-eyed Jane, I love you so. And when the sun goes down, then the shadows are creeping all over town, just to meet me in the lane, my blue-eyed Jane.
You can hear in that performance just what Bob Dylan responds to in Jimmie Rodgers' music. The way its naked emotions are clothed in the simple garments of hopefulness and slyness, along with a kind of willed innocence. Dylan doesn't yodel nearly as well as Rodgers could, but he and most of the contributors here get the soul of the music just right.
Ken Tucker is critic at large for Entertainment Weekly. He reviewed The Songs of Jimmie Rodgers, a tribute.